All good. Whatever. Not going to die on that
boat.
All right. We will begin our post-qualifying press conference for Sunday's Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube, and we'll start with the outside pole sitter. Starting second, his best starting position at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Monster Energy Series. Driver the number four, Jimmy Johns Ford, and that's Kevin Harvick. Kevin, congrats on the starting position. Maybe talk about how this helps your goal.
You know, for us, it's this has been a track that we've qualified well at, so we've always been very good in race trim and felt like that was fine, but qualifying has definitely been a struggle. So for us, this is a lot better start to the weekend to get a better pit stall selection and all the things that come with clean air and running up front. So hopefully we can capitalize on that. And I knew I was not where I needed to be coming to the green. I didn't get to the green like I needed to the last round. The second round, I nailed it coming to the green, and obviously the lap time was a lot better. But still a great starting spot, and looking forward to working on our car tomorrow for race trim.
Thank you, Kevin. Open questions for Kevin Harvick. Start with Jeff and then Jerry, or vice versa.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. So everybody said that Atlanta, you can't really tell how it's going to translate to other mile-and-a-half tracks, and so people were sort of discounting the Ford's performance overall, but at least in qualifying, looking pretty strong still. When can we say, hey, Ford is pretty good this year?
I haven't said anything about our cars.
Not you, but yeah. I'm saying the people that are observing what's going on, when can we say, like, okay, well, it looks like they've got a bunch of contenders?
Well, you know, I think as we get done with the race tomorrow, you know, I think as you look at the results after the race, I think it's really not about Fords or Chevys or Toyotas at this point, because in my opinion, everything is totally different than last year. You may have the same body styles, but the way that the cars are inspected is a totally different interpretation of the rules than what we raced with last year. There was a lot of things going on with the splitters last year that some people were doing, some people weren't doing. So there's not rule changes per se, but the rules were all very different as far as how the teams interpret them. The way that NASCAR has set them out is not any different, but the interpretation of the rules is different. So we just need to wait and see what we fight and what the fall off is and go from there. And so, you know, I've thought our cars were going to be okay, but I don't think anybody really knew exactly where they were going to be until we got on a racetrack and raced. So the story will be told tomorrow or Sunday. Whatever day it is.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires down at PRN. I want to put you on the spot just a little bit because you haven't talked about your car, but last year you did. You said we've got a long way to go. We've got a lot of changes to make. It's going to be a big adaptation. Obviously,
and it was.
And you proved that at the end of the year. Starting off this year, you've proved that y'all are taking another step. How do you feel about where you're at right now and going forward?
Well, you got to remember that we don't have near as much going on as we did last year. I mean, last year we put the motor in the car and the steering wouldn't work, you know, so we had all new steering components, to build. And that was just one of the hundreds and hundreds of problems that we had. The database is up and running. The engineers know how to work the simulation program. So we have a lot more familiarities this year than what we did last year with the Fords and had a lot more time this winter to not just put bodies on the car and kind of guess at what was right, because the aero guys depend on a lot of CFD modeling, from the engineering side of things. We didn't have that until April of last year, so without that, it's really not even worth trying to develop your car and go into the wind tunnel and all those things. So we were literally just putting race cars on the racetrack with the best guess from very experienced people. And once we got the aero side of things rolling and got the little quirks of the car worked out, by the time we got to Chicago, we were up and running, and still felt like, and I said this several times at the end of the year, we still had a lot of room for improvement, and we still do. We still are learning a lot about our race car. You got to remember, our guys had 8 years of just working on Chevrolets and not working on anything else. That's all they ever knew. And then you had the Hendrick alliance that allowed the aero side of things to progress a lot faster, because you had more people and more cars looking at everything. So now it's you know, you're still working on the same car that you had last year, and we knew that we were going to fight balance issues again with some of the changes that were built into the new inspection policies, and you know, we worked towards trying to achieve those things before the season even started, and we still may fight some of that, but we had a better idea of the things that we were going to fight, and we weren't worried about production of, you know, center links and spindles and steering arms and, you know, what do we need to do for, you know, what do we need to work on the aero side when we actually have an engineering program that will actually be up and running with this new style car in it. So there's just all that stuff is not there. Now we're just working on racing the car, doing the things that we did at the end of last year, because it was a huge improvement once we got to Chicago last year, and then we made a couple more steps throughout the playoffs, and it was just a constant progression. But they were big steps for us, and I still feel like there's some big chunks in there. And, you know, I think over the winter, I think we were able to, you know, whack away at a few of those chunks, and now you just have to see what you're going to battle when you get done with California Speedway and head back home, and everybody can sit down and take a deep breath and go to Martinsville and beat all the fenders off of them, and then work on what you need to over the off week and go to Texas. So it's progression, and you have to have, you know, some goals, and you know, last year we knew, if you guys only knew all the things that good people, that a lot of good people covered up, you would be in disbelief of all the things that they actually achieved with the, you know, the stress and things that they were working on.
Reed, and then we'll go to Chris.
Let's read over here.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. How big a factor was the wind out there?
You know, I think it really helped us through one and two. I think, you know, usually you see a lot more issues in one and two than what we had today, and I think that's just from the wind and the direction that it was blowing with all the added side force that you had. And you had to be really careful getting into turn three just to not to get the car up the racetrack with the wind blowing that direction down there.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. As he's walking in, but is Ryan Blaney the?
He's terrible.
I know. Is he the guy you're going to have to beat on Sunday?
Those guys have been, you know, they proved how fast they were last year. You know, with everything that they did all year, getting a victory lane, leading laps, and winning stages, and doing all those things. So, you know, they know what they're doing, and they're gonna be fast, and that's it's good for us, and good for Ford, and good for the whole sport. So, it's fun.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks so much, and congrats out there.